Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty. Of all of the nursery rhymes we heard growing up as children, none probably sticks in our minds more than Humpty Dumpty. We can all recite it. We remember that he sat on a wall and had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Well, you may be wondering to yourself, what does this have to do with business? What does it have to do to becoming a successful entrepreneur or building strong and vibrant teams? Well, it has everything to do with it, my friends, because Humpty Dumpty is a lesson on resilient living. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it is a lesson on how to bounce and not break. You see, balls bounce and eggs break. It's a lesson on how to compromise yet not collapse. My friends, I challenge you that every single one of us will achieve what we want to in life and in business if we are resilient. That does not mean that we're not going to fall. Yes, my friends, we will have some falling that takes place from time to time, but it's those that have the ability to bounce back and get back on the wall that win more often than not. We're going to outline, my friends and neighbors, the key in the art of resilience today in just a few key elements that we'll outline. In our ROLE acronym, we're going to outline the key components that make us effective as leaders. Now, we won't get to all of it today. In fact, we may just only outline the first one because there's so much to learn in it. That first one encourages us of the importance of becoming well-rounded. Yes, my friends and neighbors, well-rounded. You see, being the multidimensional leader is the way to go in this modern era of business. Just knowing how to do one thing oftentimes is not enough. We've got to appeal to different demographics and different target audiences and different levels of teams. We've got to be multidimensional. And the thing of the other component, my friends, is that becoming well-rounded is going to make us more effective for everyone around us as well as for us ourselves. So you say, how do I develop this well roundedness? How do I become that round ball instead of that oval-shaped egg? Let's discuss it, my friends. First step is confidence. You see, remember, your position does not guarantee confidence. Your condition does. The fact that Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, being high on a pedestal, perched up there like that, maybe he had a false sense of confidence just because of his position. But my friends, I tell you that it's not the position that determines our confidence. It is our condition. You know, there's not a lot of difference between a ball and an egg. Both of them have a shape. It's not the shape that makes the difference. It's what's on the inside. You see, the ball is made out of complete rubber. When you cut it open, the same thing is on the outside as on the inside. The egg, on the other hand, has a different substance on the inside, which makes it less pliable, meaning it's not going to bounce back. So, my friends, I challenge you to ask, what's on the inside of you? There are some ways that we build confidence. Confidence is that elasticity. It's that rubber, if you will, that allows us to bounce back no matter how many times we hear the word no, no matter how many times we hear the term not interested, no matter how many times we see someone that walks away, that starts with us and does not finish. Confidence says that I can commit to an idea and stick with it no matter what. See, becoming well-rounded first begins with confidence, but how is confidence established? For my note takers, can I give you just a few key elements? First, you establish confidence through information. What I read, the podcasts I listen to, the information that I allow to go into my head and then sink down into my heart, that's going to develop a certain degree of confidence. Every time I embark on a new industry, my friends, I always make sure that I learn everything about the industry. I do my homework. I do my research. I talk to people. I ask the questions. I find someone that has done that before, and I gather as much data as I can. No one wants to feel ignorant, and ignorance will reduce our self-esteem. If we reduce our self-esteem, what have we done? We've eliminated our confidence. So confidence comes first through information. action, then through implementation. You know, you can watch a person ride a bike all day long, but it's not until you get on the bike and put your hands on the handlebars that you really get to experience what that bike ride is all about. And in the beginning, you might wobble. In the beginning, you might sway from side to side. In the beginning, you may even fall off a few times. But by implementation, by getting back on the bike and doing it again and again, that's how success comes, my friends. It comes not only from information, it comes from implementation. It also comes from incrementation. Incrementation is simply the art of gradual increase. That's the way the baby takes baby steps. That's the baby taking one step and falling and then getting back up and taking two more steps before the next fall. My friends, are you committed to incrementation? Are you okay with gradual increases? Do you congratulate your team every time they make small baby steps? Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you that if you want to become well-rounded, that first step is confidence, that next step is competency. Yes, my friends and neighbors, competency is simply the art of mastery. Can you teach the things that you preach? Can you actually implement them? Are you a master at your craft? You see, the thing I like about karate and kung fu and all iterations thereof is that they show you how much of a master you're becoming by the color of the belt you get. See, sometimes you start off with a yellow belt, then you got a brown belt, then you have a green belt, then you have a blue belt, then at some point you get to a black belt, but that black belt has degrees. A first degree black belt, a second degree black belt, all the way up to where they call you a master. My friends, I challenge you to be willing to go through the degrees in business. Be willing, my friends and neighbors, to take those steps to become a master of your craft. How refined is your presentation? How polished are you in a crowd full of strangers? How well can you have a face-to-face impromptu presentation? Do you have a 3-minute, a 2-minute, a 60-second pitch that you can give to anybody at any given point in time? I challenge you, my friends, to come well-rounded. You don't want to be oval-shaped. That's not complete. You can't tell the direction of an oval-shaped ball when it bounces. You want to be round, my friends, and well-rounded comes not just from confidence. It also comes from competency, and it also comes from collaboration. Isn't it amazing that all the king's horses and all the king's men didn't get involved with Humpty Dumpty until after he fell? That shows me that Humpty probably wasn't good at working with others. You see, you don't wait until you fall to build relationships. You don't wait until you hit rock bottom to start gathering friends. No, my friends and neighbors, that's what you do while you're on the wall. You get up and you start making sure that you can work with other people and learn from other people and share with other people. Yes, my friends and neighbors, collaboration makes us more well-rounded. There's confidence, there's competency, and yes, there is collaboration. How well do you work with others? Is it a my way or the highway approach that you take? My friends, I challenge you to become that well-rounded ball so that when the fall takes place, and believe me, at some point it will, you won't even be affected by it because you're built for impact. You know how to bounce and get right back up and pick yourself up and dust yourself off. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can become well-rounded as long as we implement these 3 C's. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, my friend. And if you did, I can make you a guarantee Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.